Hey, what's up, and welcome to this brand new episode of the Niklas Petter Show. And this whole show, what I do inside the show is I document my journey from 7 to 8 figures. And I show everything behind the scenes, talk about each and every single step. And I'm super excited for this episode, because in this episode, we will talk about the lifestyle trap. Look, one day I was like looking at my bank account, my credit card statement, and I was going through the whole thing, and I took a look at everything, like all my spendings from the credit card that I used here in Dubai from 2019 to like 2020, mid-2020, whatever. And I looked in the card, I was like loading. I was just interested in like how much money I spent on like lifestyle. And I looked on the card, and it was loading, like a minute, 2 minutes. And then it popped up, and I saw the number. 550,000 dirhams. And I was like, holy shit. And like 550,000 dirhams, that's like, how much is it? Let me divide that by 365. It's $150,000. And I was like, holy shit, how much money did I spend on lifestyle? Food, shisha, traveling, I don't know, jet ski, etc. Sure, there was also like a few business expenses and stuff, and flights and all that. But I was like, holy shit, how much money did I spend? And I'm recording this podcast episode because I don't want you to fall into the lifestyle trap. If you, and stuff like my watch and my watches, etc., and stuff that I spent in Germany on cars, etc., that's not included in that 550,000 dirhams, $150,000. I don't want you to fall into the lifestyle trap, because it is a trap. Like, cool, sure, eating out in great restaurants, driving cool cars, spending money on watches, and all that stuff is amazing. And when you first start your business, you probably have all those dreams and goals of driving a cool car like a Lamborghini or G63 or like a Porsche or whatever. And you want to eat out and go to restaurants because you see it everywhere on social media. But stuff like that is cool, but it won't make you happy. All right? And it's a trap. Because once you start with that, like if you start doing it on a daily basis, smoking shisha, for example. Like, I used to go here, Ritz-Carlton, DIFC. I don't know how much money I spent at the Ritz-Carlton, DIFC. I used to go there with friends each and every single day. Each and every single day. Smoking a shisha. Drinking a Coke. 2, 3. Eating a pizza, a salad, and this. And you spend like $8 per Coke. And $40 per shisha. And $25 on a pizza. And you go there every day, sometimes twice. Then you order food and you do this and this and this. And over the time, you spend so much money on lifestyle. And sure, doing that is amazing. The experiences that you then have with friends, if you go jet ski, if you do quad, if you eat out in the Ritz-Carlton, it's cool. But you don't want the whole thing to become normal. And you don't just want to do it on a daily basis if you just do it out of a routine. So if you're at a point right now, or if in the future you get to the point where your money, your business makes good money, sure, enjoy it. Reward yourself. Buy a watch. Rent a car. Or buy a car. Or lease a car. And eat out in good restaurants. But don't fall into that lifestyle trap. The money that you spend on all the food and stuff, and on lifestyle, on expensive clothing, like, first of all, that stuff won't make you happy, only short term. Like, when you buy it, you will have a dopamine shock, and you will be happy, and you're like, wow, this is amazing. But it doesn't last long. And all the money that you make and that you spend on lifestyle, you could invest that and build true long-term wealth, because that's how you build true long-term wealth. By investing the money into stocks, real estate, cryptocurrencies, and all that good stuff. By reinvesting into your business. Not by spending it all. So I'd recommend you to take a note and to save this episode. And if you're at a point right now where your business doesn't make much money, but it's like if you keep going, don't give up, somewhere in the future, you will start making money. And when you fall into the lifestyle trap and then realize, oh, this is the lifestyle trap, and then remember this episode, that will help you, right? So, yeah, I just wanted to record this episode because it's a trap that I fell into. I can now already say, like, I then stopped going out each and every single day, smoking shisha each and every single day, like doing jet skiing quad every third or fourth day or whatever. And I just got my lifestyle down and took that time and invested into my business and kept working my business. And I even feel better now, right? So, yeah, I guess that's it for the episode. I hope it helped a lot of you guys. Probably this is like not that relevant for most of you guys if you're just getting started with your business. But maybe if you already make some money in the future, if you make some money, then this will help you a lot. And yeah, I'd say, and that's it for the episode. And I will see you guys inside the next one.